It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday to you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Wherever you are, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are amazing. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. I'm here every single weekday. That means Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host. He's joining me in New York City. His name is Ryan Hickey. Welcome to Friday. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158, and a smart speaker. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot to get into on this Friday. American League Championship Series. National League Championship Series. A matter of fact, it's going on right now. I'll give you an update in a second. We got plenty of college football. Got some games tonight. Got the full slate tomorrow. Got NFL on Sunday. We got some big games. We got the Lions taking on Minnesota. We got Kansas City taking on the 49ers in a Super Bowl matchup. We got the whole situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. What the hell? Or who's going to start for the team? Is it going to be Russell Wilson? Is it going to be Justin Fields? Looks like George Pickens leaked the news. We got the Texans and the Packers. Hey, how about this? Next hour, we'll have a chat with Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated. Covers all things NFL, so we'll have a good old chat with him. If you want to be a part of the show, it's easy. You can call up. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Go ahead and find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. I told you the New York Mets are in action trying to stay alive. If the Los Angeles Dodgers win this game this afternoon, this evening, the Dodgers advance to the World Series. New York Mets go home. If the New York Mets win, they force a Game 6 on Sunday in Los Angeles. As the New York Mets forget a Game 6, they're trying to force a Game 7 on Monday as well. Right now, the New York Mets lead the Dodgers 3-1 in the top of the third. Kike Hernandez is at the plate. Pete Alonso coming through with a home run to help the New York Mets take this lead. It's the third inning. We'll see what happens. The New York Yankees, we saw them blow that lead last night. The New York Yankees, they will try to take a 3-1 series lead against the Guardians in about 2 hours. We'll keep you up to date on the final four teams remaining here in the Major League Baseball postseason as the evening continues on. We'll do just that. Hickey, how you doing, man? You all right?
So far, okay. Yes. On this Friday, we're doing all right.
What's wrong, man? You need a hug? I wish I could give you a hug. You all right?
Just nervous, you know. I'd like to see the Mets season continue. It's been an up and down so far. I mean, they're winning 3-1, so I'm not going to complain, but long way to go.
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, we saw the New York. Well, they got destroyed last night. Hickey, is that what you're worried about? You worried about them being destroyed last night?
And the night before that, they've gotten their you-know-what kicked in now twice in a row.
Their teeth.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Yeah, that is the phrase. You're right. I'm thinking about something else.
You got teeth in your ass. It's a problem. It's not a good not a good thing. Now, yeah,
call a doctor.
Yeah, call a doctor. Hickey, now, do you understand? Doctors have been called for worse things that have gotten stuck up there. Have you heard some of those stories?
I have. And it brings a lot of questions as to how does that get there? But people have a lot of free time on their hands.
Yeah, they do. They do. All right. Back to the baseball. You know what? Let's listen to Francisco Lindor talk about the Mets getting their teeth kicked in. Last night, that was an awful, terrible loss. They lost 10-2. Lindor, he said, we are not going to quit. We're not going to lie down. This is not over.
If you have no belief, you shouldn't be here. You know, you got to believe. You got to fight for what we want, you know, for what you want. You got to fight for it.
You got to believe. He's been around the Mets too long. You got to believe. Oh, my goodness. Dave Roberts trying to get back to the World Series, trying to win another one. Hopefully this time for their sake, not in a, I can't even call it a bubble, not in a pandemic. Dave Roberts, he said, listen, man, we're one victory away from going back.
It feels good. I think that we've done a good job putting ourselves in this position. I sort of like the us against the world attitude that our guys are sort of taking on. I think that's kind of ironic, you know, with the Dodgers, but I like that.
Yeah, well, now they got Shohei Ohtani now. That's the difference. The guy hit a leadoff home run yesterday. Hickey told me he hated me because I said, watch him do it. I think he's going to do it. He scored four times. Mookie hit a home run. He drove in four. They were getting a job done yesterday. New York Mets got the lead right now, 3-1. I think the Mets are going to force a game six. I think they're going to go back to Los Angeles with the Dodgers. The Dodgers want to go back to L.A. and not see the Mets again until next year. We'll keep you up to date on that game as it continues on. Also, last night, goodness gracious, when I had left the studio, it was ugly. It was 16-3 ugly. The Denver Broncos over the Saints. And we said this was going to be one of them ugly Thursday night football games, and it was. It was a complete waste of time. The Broncos ended up beating the Saints down in New Orleans 33-10. After Drew Brees got honored and they showed love to a franchise legend, Hall of Fame this, Hall of Fame that, them people in New Orleans, they got up and they left. As hot as the Superdome can be, and when I talk about hot, I mean a place can be jumping. The fans quit. They didn't want to stay and watch that trash. They said, I can go get drunk down a block on Bourbon Street. I ain't got to sit here and watch this garbage football. So the Saints are now 2-5. They lost five consecutive games. They only had 15 first downs yesterday. Spencer Rattler was sacked six times, had two lost fumbles. Alvin Kamara only had 10 yards rushing, 14 yards receiving. They shut him down with no Rashid out there and no Chris Olave. They were garbage. You could be a casual football fan and understand that was going to be an ugly game. The Broncos rushed for 225 yards. Sean Payton goes back to where he had his greatest success, a Super Bowl. And Sean Payton walked out victorious. The Broncos now have a record of 4-3. And Sean Payton being back, he said, man, this victory meant so much to me. For the first time in his life, he didn't sound like an angry jerk.
It meant a lot. Because, you know, there were a lot of, you know, moments here, and you get a chance to see old players that are, you know, that are here, and then to be with this team and this ownership group, it's the reason you miss it. You know, the 1 year out, and you miss relationships, and you miss making memories. It's like I told him a couple weeks ago, Sertan's interception, you know, right in front of our bench. There'll be a day when I don't remember his name, and, you know, I'm having applesauce out of a straw, but I'll remember that play. And so that part of it, being around young people and having a chance to be part of their journey and coach them is a pretty good job, and I'm thankful for it. So, it was kind of emotional.
Man, Sean Payton, he has his life all figured out already. Like, one day I'm going to be sipping apple juice out of a straw. That's not how I'm envisioning my old age. I ain't thinking about that. Hickey, why is he so miserable about what his future's going to look like? Does he know that's going to be the case?
Isn't that very fitting? Right? Like, this one is always, he's a curmudgeon, he's always grumpy, and so it makes sense, right? He's going to look at his life as he's basically holding on for dear life. He's going to have no idea where he is. Remember nobody's name. Maybe mirror someone right now in present day, but, you know.
Jimmy Carter.
And,
okay, yeah.
And just kind of just ride out life, I guess.
Oh, damn. Yeah, applesauce and a straw. That man, not me. Nope. Not eating applesauce. I'm going to use a spoon, bro. Use my own two hands that God gave me. I'm going to eat that applesauce. If somebody has to give it to me through a straw, man, screw that. Be one of them old people throwing applesauce at the help, man. I'm not doing that, angry-ass Sean Payton. They gave this man the game ball last night, and he was still miserable. Listen to Bo Nix. This guy, they let Bo Nix rush for 75 yards. How bad are the Saints? They let the rookie quarterback, who wants to just throw the ball at like 2 seconds. They let the quarterback rush for 75 yards. Bo Nix explained why they gave this old-ass man who one day will sip applesauce through a straw. He explained why they gave him the game ball.
Saints mean a lot to him. He was there for a while, had amazing success, and it's tough to go back to a place that you called home for that long, and you know you fought for, and now you know you're playing against. So it was special. It was a great moment. Happy for him.
I'm happy he was happy for him because Sean Payton happy for himself. Next up, they got the Chargers. The Chargers are probably going to go out there and beat them. I'm sorry, the Broncos, all things considered, they're probably going to walk away from that game with a 4-4 record. Hey, the Saints, meanwhile, they just suck. They do. Or my apologies, the Broncos have Carolina up next. Up next for the Saints, they have the Chargers. They'll still lose. They'll be 2-6. I mean, Alvin Kamara, I mean, he might be gone. Why? He's the only guy worth a damn on the team. The guy's a five-time Pro Bowler. Listen to this. I'm going to tell you again. Alvin Kamara had a whopping 10 yards rushing and 14 yards receiving yesterday. Olave is in concussion protocol. Rashid Shaheed is out with a knee injury for the whole entire year now with a meniscus tear. Alvin Kamara ain't getting no type of love. He was standing on the sidelines looking miserable. This guy playing behind this offensive line with Spencer Rattler was sacked a million times yesterday, six times. Kamara couldn't do anything. He looked sad. And I told you about all them fans, all them Saint fans. Yeah, they like to drink. Oh, man, they like to eat. They like to party. Last night, they left. They like football, but they don't want to watch garbage. Alvin Kamara said, you know what? If I was a fan, I'd leave too. Listen to this.
It's a couple of unacceptable things going on. One, our play is unacceptable. And two, the dome being empty or emptying out. I think I saw some fans leaving the second quarter. That's unacceptable. But I don't blame the fans. It's on us because they come to see us play and perform. And when we don't perform, that's the results you get. But I've never experienced that. And if I was a fan, I'd leave too. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just not good enough right now.
If I was a fan, I'd leave too. Damn it, he may be trying to leave the team. The team, they should probably try to move him. What are they doing? Where are they going? Derek Carr is gone. Oblique. I just told you about the wide receivers being hurt. Alvin Kamara has one more year left on his deal. What you keeping him for? I mean, we see that this is a team that ain't going anywhere. Does anybody see the New Orleans Saints winning the Super Bowl anytime soon with Derek Carr as a quarterback? Hell no. Might as well start fresh, start new. It's time to put Derek Carr outside like that old couch you got in the den. Put it outside. Let somebody else take it. Move Alvin Kamara. Let a team like, I don't know, the Broncos. Let Alvin Kamara get reunited with Sean Payton. How about the Chiefs? Pacheco goes down. I know Kareem Hunt came back like he never missed a beat, but move the man. Trade him. This guy's valuable as both a wide receiver and a running back. Alvin Kamara watching the fans leave early. Well, maybe he'll be next to leave the New Orleans Saints. And what does their head coach have to say about this? What does Dennis Allen have to say about how bad they are? Starting the season 2-0, losing five straight games right now. Dennis Allen, Captain Obvious, used to work for Sean Payton. Let's hear if he's as grumpy. He said, everybody needs to be better.
I think as coaches and as players, we have to do a better job. We got to do a better job throughout the week, our preparation. We're making mistakes that, you know, we shouldn't be making and allowing guys to get free. Again, the part of the run game is we have to do a better job of winning the line of scrimmage. That's where it all starts.
Man, y'all gave up 225 yards. Y'all got abused. Well, let me ask you this, Dennis. Did anything go right? Did anything go right at all?
There was nothing complimentary about the game. You know, in particular early on in the game, we weren't really able to get anything going offensively, defensively. You know, we allowed them to have too many long drives. And so, therefore, in the first half, I think the time of possession was out of whack. It kind of got a little bit more balanced up as the game went along, but I think that's been a challenge for us. you know, I think we're not winning the line of scrimmage on either side of the ball. I think that's a challenge for us right now.
Ouch. Now, man, he's a sad you-know-what. A sad man. A miserable guy. A guy who knows he's, well, you know, he's going to lose. He got the Chargers up next. Awful. People were saying that the Saints quit last night. Richard Sherman, a former Seattle Seahawk, Crabtree, a sorry, you know, wide receiver Crabtree. Yeah, Richard Sherman said that they quit. Dennis Allen, he says, nah, we didn't quit, we just suck.
I don't agree with him.
So you think that the team was, I mean, there was no quit at any point?
No.
He also went on to say that the defense was playing like a team that, quote, wants its head coach fired. Is it something that you are concerned about at this time?
No.
Man, no. Not worried about getting fired. Well, if he gets fired, maybe he can go work for Sean Payton again. He was a defensive coordinator when Sean Payton was still with the Saints. What a sad, sad man. What a world. Sean Payton returns to New Orleans and his old team is still ass. His team looks like it's on the up and up. And you got Dennis Allen. He's going to get fired eventually. Worried about his job. Having to defend his team for not quitting. I'm sad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, there's no quitting the New York Mets. The Mets are leading the Dodgers right now 7-1. In the third inning, the Mets are pouring it on. I'm not quitting either. This show is just getting started. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a break. We got a lot to get into. Of course, we're going to talk about some of the upcoming NFL games for this entire weekend. And we got a lot to do. If you want to call me, you can. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Shout outs to everybody out there who... they're getting ready to quit work for the day and get the weekend started. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a college basketball coach who just quit. I think he had a reasonable explanation. We'll talk about it on the other side. Happy Friday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, the New York Mets, they pouring it. This is a get back. New York Mets are beating the Dodgers right now 8-1 in the top of the fourth. For whatever reason, unbeknownst to me, I don't know if they've been asked this or when the question is going to come. Every time a New York Mets scores or gets on base, they do this this pimp slap. I think we've talked about that briefly here on the air. I don't know what these guys are doing. It's like one wave. It's like forehand, backhand. Wop, wop. It's a lot. The whole dugout is doing it. Hickey, is this appropriate? Like, what are they doing?
Whole team right now is doing it to Jack Flaherty. Yeah, beating him up.
It's pimp slapping him. Yeah, odd celebration. The Dodgers do this little head tilt wave. Is that from like, it looks like it's from a video game or something. And the Mets are out here doing pimp slaps. What are we doing?
Well, that's not the only celebration the Dodgers do. I know you saw the other one.
Was that them?
That was them. That was led by Kike Hernandez. The
crotch bump?
The junk bump.
Is that the junk bump? Okay.
And I'm not sure all of them are wearing cups either.
All right.
You know, if you're in the outfield, I don't think you really need one. So
this is what we got in baseball now, huh? The junk bump, got pimp slaps, and wave. I don't know what these wave celebrations are. This is, well, baseball is hickey out. Is baseball weird? Is it just weird now? It's weird.
It is. But you know what? Whatever it takes, right?
I guess. I thought the haircuts and the beards and all that stuff was weird, but now we've gone to another level. New York Mets are going to go to Los Angeles unless there's some big change, a massive disappointment. The Mets are up 8-1. I can tell you right now about somebody, he ain't doing nothing. He's going on vacation. I don't know. He's 55 years old. Is he really done for good? I don't know. Tony Bennett, now the former head coach of the Virginia Cavaliers, he gone. He decided to quit yesterday. He said, I don't want to do this anymore. Scheduled a big old press conference earlier today after 15 years in Virginia, winning a national championship in 2019. He says, I'm fine. My health is good. I ain't got no health scares. My family's okay. He basically told everybody, I am sick of this system. I'm sick of college athletics. I ain't got the time. The season starts for the Cavs, Cavaliers. It gets going on November 6th. He will not be there. His assistant coach is going to take over for the team. And Tony Bennett, he said it very clearly. He says, I am no longer mentally, physically, anything type of equipped to coach in this new era of college basketball.
I think it's right for players, student athletes to receive revenue. Please don't mistake me. I do. I think it is. But the game and college athletics is not in a healthy spot. It's not. And there needs to be change. And it's not going to go back. I think I was equipped to do the job here the old way. And that's who I am. And that's how it was.
Yeah, he started to cry. You hear the sniffles? He's not equipped to do it the current way. He wants the guys to make money, but it's ridiculous. Well, what the hell is the problem? And Tony Bennett filled us in. He said we need big, gigantic changes in college basketball.
There needs to be change. It's going to be a closer to a professional model, Coach Carlisle. I think it is, where there's got to be collective bargaining. There has to be a restriction on the salary pool that teams can spend. There has to be transfer regulation restrictions. There has to be some limits on the agent involvement to these young guys. And there are good agents and there are bad agents, and they're driving some of this stuff that we're in. And I worry a lot about the mental health of the student athletes as all this stuff comes down. And it's sometimes when you're in it, you have to step away, and maybe I can be an advocate for the student athletes and the coaches to get the changes.
Oh my God. He sounds like Coach K and Jay Wright and Jim Bay. All those guys, they all quit because they were sick of the system. We had Nick Saban quit college football because he's sick of the system. Think about this. When is something going to change? When is there going to be some type of regulations in the transfer portal and NIL? When is this going to happen? You're not going to happen for a long time. Let me tell you something. College athletics is going to be in the toilet. The system is going to be in the toilet for the foreseeable future. It's going to be a mess, I don't want to say, for the next decade. But it's going to take them about that long to iron everything out. Rome was not built in a day. And the fact that you had a system that exploited the athletes for as many years as it did, to just overturn that overnight and just make it a free-for-all, yeah, these are the results. We have some of the best coaches who decided to quit. And it's not just the old guys who are already close to retirement. We got a 55-year-old man who just won a national championship 5 years ago who says, I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore. And then he told everybody, he's like, look, I've been here 15 years. I bust my ass, but I'm not doing it anymore. Listen.
And I've been here for 15 years as the head coach, and I thought it would be a little longer, to be honest, but that's been on loan. It wasn't mine to keep. This position has been on loan, and it's time for me to, excuse me, I knew that would happen. It's time for me to give it back.
Somebody get that man some water. Was that tough? Was that tough? Does it stink to leave now? Yeah, it does. Puts the team in an unfortunate position. But come on, young men, and these situations are fluid. They will be fine. Is it unfair to the guys that he spoke to, recruited, and brought in? Yeah, he will. But he's a human being. He got to look out for himself first. And to be honest, I'm not mad that the guy quit, because he told the truth. Don't go out there and give some half-ass effort for something you don't want to be involved in. Don't go out there with these young men and half-step. How the hell can you ask for somebody to give their all and you don't even want to be there? Is it the best time for him to walk away? Is it the best time to step away right before the season starts? Hell no. But But Mike Tomlin, yeah, people love and hate Mike Tomlin depending on who you are. One of my favorite quotes that Mike Tomlin has ever used or said, when it came down to the Steelers and players on the team, he said, "We want volunteers here. We don't want hostages." If I'm the Virginia Cavaliers, I don't want to have a coach in the building who doesn't want to be there. We got enough people walking around in every element of life. They don't like what the hell they do, and so they make other people miserable. We got people who just show up and half-ass, making life miserable for everybody else. If you're going to go be miserable by your damn self. Spare everybody else. So Tony Bennett walks away. The Cavaliers will continue on. And at least, hopefully, they'll have a coach who wants to be there. But for the NCAA as a whole, Tony Bennett is right. And Nick Saban is right. And Boeheim is right. Coach K is right. And Jay Wright is right. The system is cooked. They are going to need collective bargaining. College sports and athletics is becoming closer to the pros. The players are making money. You're going to blink and the players are going to start getting money directly from the schools. I just want to coach. I want to show up and coach. I don't want to be a GM too. Come on now. I'm not mad at the guy for quitting. If you don't want to do something, you should quit too. Hickey, what are your thoughts on this man stepping away?
I think it's very cowardly.
Damn.
At this time, I think it's very hypocritical. Look, I'm not saying the system is broken. I think both can be true. The system is absolutely broken right now, and it's all the NCAA's fault because they buried their head in the sand and just refused to think this day was coming when it inevitably was. So it's their fault for not having any sort of guidelines, any sort of outline in place. With that said, you can't criticize kids for having too much power, for willy-nilly going to the transfer portal, quitting on their team, and here you are 2 weeks before the season starting saying, you know what, I can't do this anymore. Nothing has changed in college basketball between the time the season ended last year and with it starting right now in November. You had all the time in the summer, all the time in the spring to think about where it's going, the state of it, do you like it or not. He signed an extension back in June. I think it's really hypocritical to retire at this point. I think it's extremely unfair to the kids, and I don't feel any sympathy for him whatsoever.
I don't feel any sympathy for him. But I understand where he's coming from. He says, screw them kids. He said, I'm out of here. Hickey, the man said he sat down with his wife. He had a weekend away. And he really thought about it. You've never had second thoughts on something? You've never looked at a situation and said, you know what? I don't want to finish or leave, but I have to?
Second thoughts happen. I get that. Where were these thoughts all off season? It's more for me the timing than anything else. Hey, lament the difficulty now of the job. But number one, that's where you're getting paid millions of dollars for to deal with first and foremost. But also too, like, why wasn't this conversation had in June?
Well, I'm sure he thought about it though. I don't think he woke up and just said, "Oh, I'm going to do it." I'm sure he thought about it the whole way.
But don't you owe it to your team at that point to say, you know what, I've at least for this season stuck through it? I mean, Nick Saban's talked about, you know, having questions and thoughts throughout the season of the last year. Can I still do it? Is my energy level still there? Like, I'm not saying you have to wake up the day the season ends after this upcoming season and say, you know what, I'm done. You can think about it as you're going on. But, now is where, the fun time happens, right? Where you're coaching and it's all about, the offseason stuff is gone. Who's in the transfer portal? Who's not? Who wants NIL? Like, now we're playing basketball.
I don't think it stops, bro. They're worrying about their minutes and how the minutes are going to affect how much they make and this affects this deal. I don't know. That does not stop. I don't feel bad for the guy. I don't feel sorry for him. Not at all. You're right. The guy was making millions of dollars, which he now left on the table. He will not see millions of dollars. He made a lot of money. I don't feel bad for him, but I can understand. And I think at the end, if you ain't into something, obviously, he's been thinking about it. Then leave. Good riddance. I don't want anybody. If I'm the Cavaliers, I don't want anybody who doesn't want to be here. I could take a look at the Detroit Pistons. The stupid-ass Pistons brought in a coach that didn't want to coach. A man who dealt with unfortunate life trauma. Monty Williams' wife died. This man said, I ain't coaching. I am staying home. I'm chilling. The Pistons said, nah. Here, I got $72 million for you. What? He got his ass up off the couch and he went to work. And it looked like the players didn't care for him. Looked like he didn't give a damn about the players. And they fired him. I mean, when you want to have a good working relationship, in a lot of cases, you got to pull together two folks, two entities that are at least going in the same direction. So if I'm the Cavaliers, I'm glad that he left. Good riddance. Goodbye. You don't want to be here because the system is crap. Bye. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm not saying goodbye. And the fans in Cleveland, they get ready to say hello. It has nothing to do with the Guardians. We have a player, a big-time player, returning for the Browns. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to talk about class? I want to talk to you about the Browns. No, not the team. Somebody on the team. And no, definitely not Deshaun Watson, not him. Hickey, what's the sexual assault allegations count? What are we, like past 30 right now, right?
Yeah, it's rising. And there's another settlement a few weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
Not pretty.
Huh. Hickey, what... I don't want to sit on a high horse, right? You know, who am I to say anything? I've never had an allegation. But outside of that, how the hell does this guy have a job? I get it, but how?
I don't honestly at this point. I don't know. I got how he was given a job initially. Right. Uh-huh. When you look at his play, I mean, that's the NFL's a bottom line league, and bottom line was a good quarterback when they traded for him.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know.
Only in the NFL, right? It could. I don't. We don't have Trevor Bauer in Major League Baseball. I don't know if the NBA could have a player running around with 30 plus allegations and settlements of sexual assault. Like, do you think we'd have have we had like this anything in the NBA?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, you've had some players obviously do some bad things that have been kicked out of the league or just not resigned.
Yeah, drugs, punching fans, like, it's just crazy. I get it. I know why he has a job, because he used to be good playing quarterback. I get it. But giving him $230 million guaranteed. They had a whole interview. The Haslam sat down. Oh, we spoke to him and this and that. We believe in his character and this and that. Oh, there's another allegation. And now they're stuck. I can't imagine the things they're saying about him behind closed doors. But anyway, now we're going to get into the classy guy. Nick Chubb. 28-year-old running back. A 28-year-old running back, you would typically think that he's getting put out to pasture. And last year, after only two games, Nick Chubb, this man's leg broke in horrific fashion. Oh, snapped like a twig. This is not the first time that his leg snapped like a twig. I mean, if we go back to 2015, while he was a Georgia Bulldog, this man tore his MCL, PCL, LCL, anything with an L in it, he tore it in his knee. This man has been a beast in the NFL. Heading into last season before he ripped his leg to shreds, 5 to 6 yards a carry. All they had to do was hand the ball off to Nick Chubb. Well, now Nick Chubb, he's back. Nick Chubb is going to return for these Browns against the Bengals. And the Browns are horrific. Not just the allegations and the play of Deshaun Watson. Not just the team. Look, the Browns offense has yet to score 20 points in a game. The Browns have yet to have a 300-yard game. Deshaun Watson has been sacked a league-high 31 times. He's a pinata. The team is 30th in scoring, only dropping 15 points a game. The Browns are as pathetic as they could be. I feel bad that this is what Nick Chubb has to return to, a bleep show. Nick Chubb put out a whole post and message thanking the fans and saying how unbelievable it is that he's actually getting a chance and an opportunity to return. Myles Garrett, he says, I expect our fans to show this man a lot of love.
I mean, I expect it to be. I mean, man's been gone for over a year now, and there's not many people more loved than in the history of Cleveland, more than Mr. Chubb, so I think it'll have a hell of an effect.
Yeah, man. Fans in Cleveland are going through it all right now, all of the things. They're hoping the Guardians can tie up the New York Yankees in their ALCS matchup tonight, 2-2. Take the series back to Cleveland, hand out a whooping. The Browns fans, they deserve something. I guess if you're a fan, you got to root for both, right? You still root for the Browns, I guess. Let's hear from Nick Chubb himself. He got straight to the point. He practiced this week for the first time. He is good to go.
I feel like I've been feeling for a while now. I'm just ready to get out there with my team, ready to do whatever I can. I feel good.
Yeah. Let's see what he can do behind that offensive line. Ford is taking a back seat. I don't know if there's much that he can do behind that line. Hey, they do not do anything. The Browns are 1-5. This is pretty pathetic. I mean, if you want to find, I guess, maybe some optimism, I don't think it's going to make a difference this go round. Joe Burrow is 0-3 against the Browns. The Bengals have not won in Cleveland since 2017. Things got to even out. There has to be a change, at least this go around. The Bengals are bad themselves at 2-4. Look at the Bengals getting a little bit closer to 500. I think the Bengals will win this one, and they will be 3-4, and then people will be going, oh, my God, look at the Bengals. They're turning the season around again. Good luck. And good luck to Nick Chubb. And the Browns, well, Nick Chubb is going to return on a team that is likely going to finish and be 1-6 on Sunday. Well, I would just I'll just keep rehabbing. I think they'd be better than playing for the Browns. Hey, this is good news. The New York Mets are continuing to beat down the 10-2. Oh, my God. 10-2. It's the fourth inning. New York Mets have two outs, and they got two guys on base. Francisco Lindor's at the plate. Hickey, they may let you go out there and get a hit the way this is going.
I'm ready. I'm ready, Coach. Put me in. I'll get a little RBI single.
You know what I worry about when you have games like this?
What's that?
They extend the series. I like how Fox is already advertising for... Do you see Fox advertising for Game 6 on Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
If this was a 0-0 game, would we see that ad in the back?
Probably not.
Yeah. The forward thinking right there. My concern, this pimp slap celebration... The NFL players can't bust guns to celebrate, but the Major League Baseball players could slap hoes as a celebration. Is that what that is? Celebrations are getting out of hand, man. I don't know. Am I getting old or what? This is just a little too much. But anyway, my concern is that the New York Mets they run out of ammunition, Hickey. Like they win this one, they go to Los Angeles, and Sunday they're just. They're beat.
It's a fair concern. I've said it, you know, many times. Save some runs for the next day. The Mets are the kings of scoring 10 runs one day, then zero the next. Yeah. What I'll say is this. They got shut out two nights ago, didn't do anything yesterday. I'm not complaining about the amount of hits they're getting, about the amount of runs they're scoring, about the amount of hits with runners in scoring position that they've struggled at for days now.
Uh-huh.
Bury them. And hope this, forget about, you know, you go dry on Sunday night. Hope this gives you confidence of we can hit this team. Bullpen game on Sunday for the Dodgers. Keep a foot on the pedal here and just say, oh, yeah, we're good. Now we're showing it.
Yeah, barring some type of epic meltdown or disaster.
Well, they got close last inning.
I'm not this game is just about closed. Hickey, I'm going to look at ESPN. They like putting up those little win
probability. I hate those.
Win probability. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to assume the win probability is 95% of some crap.
I'll
like
say
that.
97.
Oh, I'm looking at it now. 98.9%.
Great. You know what? That's going to come back in like 2 hours.
The Mets will win. I believe in the Mets. You got to believe it's the New York Mets. Yankees and Guardians will be in action in about an hour from now. We're taking a break. We are still in action. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk some more football. Instead of talking about the miserable Browns, let's talk about some good matchups that we're going to have. Detroit and Minnesota, Kansas City and San Francisco. You're listening to the JR Sportbeat Show. Don't move.